Turn in your Bibles once again to the book of Galatians. We are looking at Paul's teaching on the relationship of people who follow Jesus to the old covenant. We preached through the book of Hebrews. We found out that there were a group of Jewish Christians that wanted to go back to the law, wanted to go back to the old system. Because the issue is, how do you make yourself commendable to God? If you should appear before God today, what would you say to Him? Actually, God is neither male nor female. He is beyond gender. But what would you say to Him? Well, Lord, I've been a good person. I'm a good person. I've done good things. I really haven't done anything big. I've only stolen a few things. I only beat my husband a few times. What would you say? Because as we go through Galatians, Paul is saying in chapters 1 through 2 that his preaching, his teaching of the good news of Jesus Christ came directly from the Lord Himself through special revelation. And here is what Paul said: by the works of the Mosaic law, no flesh can be justified. Rabbis teach their people in synagogue, how do you get commendable to God? Well, 51% of your works be good. The other 49% could be bad, but you make it in on the 1%. That's what all religion teaches, except true Christianity. There are people in Christianity that teach that you can do something to make God like you by being good. But that is not what the Bible says. Look what Paul said as we left off last week. Knowing that a person is not justified, declared righteous, makes God like him or makes God pleased with him by the works of the law. Where am I at? Did I do it again? Wait, let's see. Mark, Galatians 3:16. I wasn't really anywhere until that point because I was just rolling out. I was backing away from the gate and I was taxiing to the runway. It takes time for me to get to takeoff rotation and I wasn't quite there yet, so I really wasn't anywhere, but I'm at 3:15, 3:16. Paul says, a man is not declared righteous before God by the works of the law. So if you're going to stand before God and you're going to say, Lord, I was a good person, He's going to do this. Big deal. You see, that's what the Bible says. Go to some other churches, what will they teach you? Get baptized in our church, take communion in our church, and that'll give you points with God. No such thing. You see, the Bible sheds a lot of light on preachers. And that's why I'm ashamed to be a preacher. Because none of them use the word. It says, by the works of the Mosaic law, doing good things, how many will be declared righteous and get God's favor? How many? So if you're going to stand before the Lord today, and you're going to say, Lord, I was a good person, didn't smoke, didn't chew, didn't go with those who do, God's going to do this. Big deal. But through trust in Jesus is how you please God. So the question is, what is my relationship to Jesus? Have I put my trust in Him? Because that's what pleases God, the Bible says. By trust in Jesus, we who have believed in Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in what Jesus did. Do you know the only one that has ever kept the law perfectly? Do you know that there's only been one person in all of history and his name wasn't Moses? There's only been one person that has kept the law perfectly. That is Yeshua. And that's the only one that's able to please God is Jesus. And therefore you have to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus in order to please God. Look what it says. Since by the works of the law, no flesh will be declared righteous. You have the right to remain silent. I'm Mirandizing you. You ever seen those flashlights in the back? Oh, have I. Preacher's got a heavy foot on 126. As a matter of fact, one of my neighbors is highway patrol. That's my big fear. Will my neighbor pull me over? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Do you realize if you speak to a policeman, it doesn't say anything you say can and will be used to make you innocent. Mirandizing is the purpose of it is anything you say they will use in any way they can to make you guilty. Do you know that? You have the right to an attorney. If you have lots of money, you'll probably get off this charge. If you have no money, if you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. The public defender who's just learning. Do you understand these rights that I have read to you? With these rights in mind, do you wish to speak to me? The cop says. And then everybody spills their guts. Best advice I can give you when you're Mirandized is shut up. You say, Dave, why are you bringing this up? You're a crazy preacher. Because I want you to note, it says, by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. As a matter of fact, Paul in another place says this, just like the Miranda. He says this, now we know that whatever the law, the old covenant says, it speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be closed, shut, and all the world may be accountable to God. Here's the function of law. To anything and everything will be used against you. That's the function of law. Are you one of those legalistic Christians? Do you realize Paul said the function of the law is to close every mouth and render us all guilty? Look what it says. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. I love it when I hear Christians, well, I'm a good person, Pastor Dave. You know, I never went to a movie. I had a guy tell me he never said a curse word in his life. Paul used the word skubalon. Do you know what that means in Philippians chapter 3? You know what skubalon means? Philippians chapter 3, I consider everything to be scubalon. Do you know what that means? Dung. Paul said, for through the law comes knowledge of sin. So if you're going to appear before God and say, hey, Lord, I did 51% of your law. I'm 1% over half. I'm a good person. I've really not done any major thing wrong. It does not avail for God. Now, we've been showing you why this is, and we went last week, and back we go. Back we go to the Old Testament, to the Old Covenant. God deliberately designed the Mosaic Covenant for one function and one function only. To mirandize everybody, to tell them, shut your mouth. You are guilty, and anything can and will be used against you in a court of law. We looked at the fact that in Exodus 19, they all appeared before Mount Sinai, didn't they? And the Lord said, you're going to keep my covenant? And three times, yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And they probably thought they could. And what happened? 2.5 years later, they were bankrupt spiritually before God. They did not keep the law. God said, that's it. You're all going to wander in a circle until everybody 20 and above dies, and we'll start with the next generation. And that's where we were, talking about the next generation. And God said to the young whippersnappers who always know better than that older generation, you guys gonna keep my law? Your moms and dads didn't do it. Oh, yes, Lord, we'll do it. He says, I'll tell you what, we're gonna do an object lesson to drive home. Now, God is teaching spiritual lessons in this. The law is holy, just, and good, but the purpose of the law is to show that fallen man with our sin nature, we can do nothing to please God. We can't keep it. Its function is condemnation. So he says, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have an object lesson. When you get to the promised land, I want 6 tribes on one mountain, 6 tribes on another mountain, Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. And I want certain tribes to pronounce the blessings. And that's what you get from preachers today. They always on TV are going to tell you that God wants to bless you this way and that. Careful with that. For every blessing, there's a responsibility. And so they get up. And God tells them, are you going to keep in chapter 26, verse 18 of Deuteronomy? Are you going to keep all my commandments, all of them? Every last one of them. And yes, what the second generation said, because they know better than their moms and dads, those old ones. What did they say? Yes. So he says, when you cross the Jordan, I'm on 27:12 of Deuteronomy, when you cross the Jordan, these shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. So these 6 tribes will stand there when you get into the promised land and you'll pronounce all the blessings. And then I want 6 other tribes to stand on the other. Can you imagine what those people, like I said, must have thought? Everybody shouting in Hebrew blessings and cursings. They probably thought that there goes the neighborhood. You know what I mean? And for the curse, these shall stand on Mount Ebal. And here's what they were to say. Those on Mount Ebal were to pronounce the cursings.
And so there were two tribes. They stood there. And here is what the six tribes pronounced on one mountain. Blessed you will be, verse 28 of Deuteronomy, blessed you shall be, blessed you shall be, blessed you shall be. Your crops, your children, everything will be blessed, and everybody loves the blessings. But the other side said this, cursed is a man who makes an image or an idol. Now, those of you who have been with me on Wednesday night know one thing. That's what they were always doing, were making images and idols. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary mark. Cursed is he who misleads a blind person on the road. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife. Cursed is he who lies with any animal. Cursed is he who lies with his sister. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor. Cursed is he who accepts a bribe. And then it said this in Deuteronomy 27. Look at the fine print. Cursed is he who does not conform the words of this law by doing them, and all of the people shall say, Amen. And then he says this in 28:1. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do, you ready now? All. Now that was the deal. This is the deal if you want to be justified by the Mosaic law. Do it all. Not what the rabbis teach today, 51:49. Do it all. And if you don't do it all, it says in Deuteronomy 28:15, but it shall come about if you do not obey the Lord your God to observe it all. How much does all mean? All means some. You want to be justified before God by law? You want to brag about you never went to an R-rated movie? Do it all. But it shall come about if you will not obey the Lord your God to observe it all his commandments and his statutes, which I charge you today, that all the curses will come upon you. So here is what the Mosaic law was. Do it all. 100%, or you're under a what? And guess what Israel found out in its history? God's holy law could never be kept by sinful people. Its purpose was not that. Its purpose was to show us that we need to shut our mouth. Look what Paul said in Romans. Now we know what the law speaks. It speaks to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be closed. And all the world is accountable. You know what the law does? Because you can't keep it. And if you do say, Lord, I'm a good person, don't go with that. Let me be your attorney if you appear before God. Don't plead that you're a good person and that you've done good things. Because God wants not just some, but all. That every mouth may be closed and all the world may become accountable God, because by the works of the law, No flesh will be justified, for through the law comes what? Knowledge of sin. How would you like year after year to realize as a Jewish Mosaic covenant keeper that you couldn't do it? That's what it was functioned to do. None of them kept it. Some did better at some than others. But there wasn't one person in the Old Testament that was justified by the Mosaic law. Not one. Because there was not one who could do it all. This is why Paul says in Galatians, and we will be studying more and more, for as many as are under the law, Galatians 3:10, are under a curse. You want to brag before God that you're a good person? That you do good things? For as many as are under the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not abide by all things in the book of the law to perform them. You see, the function of the law, that's why when I hear Christians say, well, I'm a good person. Well, I don't go around doing the... Well, excuse me. How many of you this morning could say, I've done it all. I've kept the law. None. You see, that's why the Bible talks about trust in Jesus, because he's the only one who perfectly obeyed. And the only way that you can get God's blessing, forgiveness, is to trust Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, you're the only one that has kept the law, and therefore I trust you. And Lord, I need to borrow your credit. I have no credit on my own. It's just what Jesus did that I need. I come before you bankrupt, unable. By the way, do you know God provides you a defense attorney? Did you know that? 1 John talks about the fact we have an advocate with the Father. Do you know what that is? Long before Miranda, when you come to the Lord Jesus and you say, Lord, be merciful, I need to borrow your credit. The word there means advocate, and it means someone who is there for you to defend you even when you are guilty. We have an advocate, 1 John 2:2, with the Father. We have a defense attorney. By the way, you don't get the worst with God. With man's system, you get the public defender who's learning his trade or her trade. With Jesus, you get the finest defense attorney that in the absolute universe. And he's never lost a case. You come to the Lord Jesus Christ and you say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. He advocates for you before the Father. And the Bible says when you trust Jesus Christ by faith in what Jesus Christ has done, he declares you perfectly righteous, as if you did it all, but guess what? You didn't. You borrow. You borrow the righteousness of Jesus. Don't ever brag you're a good person. It won't work. Lord, I stand before you, bankrupt, guilty.
Anything can and will be used against me in a court of law. And the only thing I have is that Jesus Christ I have trusted by faith in what he has done. That is the only thing the Bible says that makes us commendable to God. It is never doing anything but trust in what Jesus has done. This is why Paul says in 3:16, and he is going to develop this. Nevertheless, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ, you now know why a man isn't justified by law, because no one can what? Can't keep it. It's impossible. Technically, you would need a completely perfect nature to keep the law, and then therefore you would not need to be justified. You would already be justified because you had a perfect nature that didn't need to be redeemed if you want to get it. You stand there bankrupt. Since by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. So guess what? The second generation. Turn to Joshua. Chapter 8. It's several years after he told them, when you get to the promised land, second generation. So they stand on Mount Ebal several years after the second generation. And there's a copy of the law in verse 32 of Joshua, or chapter 8. And all Israel with their elders and their officers and their judges were standing on both sides of the ark with the Levites. Half of them stood on Mount Gerizim, half of them on Mount Ebal, just as Moses commanded them. Then afterward, Joshua read all the works of the law, the blessing and the curse, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers who were living among them. And they all said what? We'll do it. And those of you who have been on Wednesday night Bible study know, when we've studied the book of Judges, when we've studied the book of Joshua, when we've studied Esther, you name the book, what is the testimony of actual history? They failed miserably. And that's why God wrote the Old Testament, to show you your need of Jesus Christ. It said that Jesus Christ is the only one that perfectly observed the law, and that through trusting in what Jesus did is the only thing that pleases God. And now you know, law was never intended to say. Law cannot save. Its function is to make us all shut up and say what? Guilty, Lord! That's why I don't like Christians when they sit up there and brag. They look at the world and the world acts the way they do, and Christians somehow think that they're special and better. We are no better. All have sinned. And the only thing that makes us commendable to God is the precious work of Jesus Christ, when he took the sins of the whole world, and as we told you at communion 2 Sundays ago, all the certificate of debt that we had because we can't keep God's law, he nailed it to his cross. And the only thing that avails this morning before the Father is to say, Lord, I have nothing but what Jesus Christ has done for me. And that is it. This is what Paul's going to develop. Now you know why Paul said the law can't justify, and if you try law, you'll be cursed. By the way, it isn't your rules that you make up that make you commendable to God. God didn't say, don't go to movies, and don't do this, and don't do that. Those are your rules. You have to keep the Mosaic law. Good luck. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God that no man should boast.